SEPTA is buying 24 new coach cars from a Canadian firm to boost reliability on regional rail. The purchase comes after emergency state funding was secured last year. WHYY's Violet Comer-Weiland reports the transit agency is hoping the new cars will lead to fewer interruptions for travelers.
SEPTA's 24 new coach cars will come from EXO, an entity operating the public transit system in Montreal. SEPTA's Andrew Bush says these new additions will help supplement some of SEPTA's older trains.
We want to make sure that we have as close to regular capacity as possible for our customers and that they can rely on a train showing up when it's supposed to show up, having the allotted space that it needs to accommodate our customers.
SEPTA's 50-year-old Silverliner 4 fleet has caused issues over the last year, including 5 fires. Bush said he is hopeful these trains and 10 additional leased trains from Maryland's MARC Transit Agency will help supplement service. For Billy Penn, I'm Violet Comber-Weiland, WHYY News.
The grassroots movement to block a sports arena in Philly's Chinatown ended just over a year ago. A new exhibit at the Asian Arts Initiative is recreating the sights and sounds of the successful resistance. No Arena, Making a Movement, collects multimedia artifacts from the 2.5-year campaign to thwart a new 76ers basketball stadium. Co-curator David Q says the movement was notable for mobilizing a wide base, including Jewish, indigenous, and queer activists from around the city.
This year, where we are celebrating America's 250th birthday, we're not happy with everything that's going on, but we wanted to point out and celebrate this decentralized democratic movement that was led by and for people of color. So this is our semi-quincentennial show.
No Arena will be on view until July 11th. Cloudy skies across the Delaware Valley on this Thursday morning. Temperatures are sitting about 50 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia, and that is pretty much where they are going to be. They might tick up a degree or two by the middle of the afternoon, but we are done with this crash back to spring tomorrow. Highs on Friday, getting back to summery temperatures in the high 70s to around 80.